The scripture this morning is from Matthew 1, 18 through 23. I'm reading from the New International Version. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
So we are, as Heather said, a week away from Christmas morning. The excitement is building, the music is building, the decorations are gathered, and people are busy and trying to get everything taken care of. My sister is heading to North Dakota for Christmas. She's leaving on Wednesday, and I said this morning, "Oh, so you're just all ready except for getting that cat prescription that you need." And she laughed at me. She told me I was being very funny. Which I was. Usually at Christmas, almost always on Christmas Day, and frequently leading up to it, we read from Luke's Gospel and we hear the story that we know about Mary going to Bethlehem with Joseph and hearing from the angel and giving birth to the child and pondering things in her heart. And this morning, we are hearing from Matthew. We're hearing the perspective of Joseph more than that of Mary, which is a good thing because Joseph has a very important part in the story, even though he is not the father of the baby. So in Matthew's telling, the angel comes to Joseph in a dream. Now we know that the angel has come, maybe the same angel, maybe a different one, who knows. But the angel has come to Mary in a dream before the fact of her pregnancy. And Joseph is now in the position of being after the fact, and the angel comes to him, which was the good thing because Joseph's situation was highly problematic. I really appreciate the way the NIV translated that. He was a righteous man. He was a son of David. He was very concerned about doing things the right way, according to the law, according to God's will, as he understood it. And he also was very concerned about Mary. Now, he might have been suspicious. I mean, this is pretty weird. Your wife, your fiance comes and says, "I'm going to have a baby," and you know very well that it's not yours. And so he is in this position of knowing what he should do, not knowing exactly how this came about, but also being very concerned about Mary. He did not want to do anything that would hurt her. And this is not just a matter of hurting her feelings or damaging her reputation, because if this thing were known, her life might even be at stake, because stoning was the standard punishment for adultery or other misbehavior. And so he was really concerned about Mary. And so he thought about this and he thought about this and he used his best guesses to see how he could navigate his way through this situation. And he had pretty much come to a decision when he went to sleep and had the dream in which the angel came to him. And he had done his very human best to provide a solution. And the angel says, "Joseph, you're a good guy. That's not what we want you to do. Change your mind. Go ahead and take Mary. That's a really good way to ensure that her reputation and her safety are not damaged. And besides, it's okay. What she told you is true. This is the Holy Spirit. She has not been misbehaving at all." So this ordinary guy just trying to do his job, pay his taxes, have a family, had everything turned upside down, but the angel says, "It's okay. It's okay. You can go forward." And when the child is born, when this special child is born, you as the father, as the adoptive father, as the husband, get to name the child, and the child's name is to be Jesus. Jesus is the anglicized Greek version of the name Joshua or Yeshua, meaning he saves. God saves. So what a magnificent name for this child. God saves. And then the story goes on to say that it all happened as the angel had said, and it all happened as the prophet Isaiah had said. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel." Okay, so how many names does this kid have? Well, if you look through scripture, you can find a lot of names that are applied to God and a lot of names that are applied to Jesus. In this one, we're dealing with two. Jesus, God saves, and Emmanuel, God is with us. That's a pretty special name also. God is with us. God is with Mary, who has received a visit from the angel, who has given birth to the child. God is with Joseph, who has also received a visit from an angel and has been obedient to that angel's instructions. And so God is with them. God is with us. This is the very heart of Christmas. All the preparation that we do, all the decorating, all the gift giving, all the feasting, all the caroling, all that we do is looking towards this moment when, in this point in time, God came to us in a way that God had never been with anybody before. God was a friend of Abraham. God was with Moses. God was with the prophets and spoke to them. And in the birth of Jesus, God came to be with God's people in a way that had never happened before, as a human being, as one of God's own creatures. God with us in the flesh, the incarnation. That's the point of Christmas. Everything else that goes wrong beforehand, the technology that doesn't work, the scripture being read wrong, and that did not happen today, but I've had that happen on Christmas Eve. The technology fails, that whatever goes wrong, people getting sick and things being postponed, it all falls away because God is with us. That's the message of Christmas. That's the good news of the prophets. That's the good news of the gospel. God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.